Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. It's a joyful day in the Lord and praise God. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and just so happy to be with you again today. Pleased I could be here, and so thankful that you join us every morning, and we're so grateful to you. Want to talk a little bit today out of Psalms 27. Psalms 27. David telling us in this psalm here, "Whom shall I fear?" Let me start with verse 1, Psalms 27. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamped against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent he will hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desires of my adversaries. For false witnesses have arisen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I have despaired unless I have believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." That's just a beautiful psalm of David. And it means so much that we can realize, just like he said verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" What a wonderful statement, isn't it? A wonderful statement. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? Oh my. Just that verse 1 is a message all in itself. That verse 1 is a prayer all in itself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? No one. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about. The Lord, he is your light. He shines upon you if you trust in him. If you believe in him, you will have no fear. I shall have no fear. The Lord is the defense of my life. Wow. Listen to what that's saying. If you're living for the Lord, you don't need to justify anything. The Lord justifies it for you. He's the defense of your life. He's like your defense attorney. You live your life for the Lord. That's all it takes. Case closed. The Lord wins. I don't know how much easier it could be, do you? And David, he was saying, when evildoers came upon him to devour his flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. What he's telling you here, and what we should be learning from David, is an example. no matter what's thrown against you, no matter what comes against you, no matter what happens, there's no need to have fear. Trust. Trust in the Lord. What's the song say? Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Remember that song? It's a great song. Trust and obey in the Lord, and you shall have no fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what the word says. When evildoers came to do David bad, it didn't happen. What's he say there? Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Isn't that amazing? There's no fear. Confidence in the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. Now, we can easily tell ourselves, oh, well, I don't have that kind of faith. I'm sorry. I wish I did, but I just don't have that kind of faith. You could have, but see what you're doing? Making excuses. David was just a person. David was a human being just like you and me. Now, there was a difference. Let me tell you what the big difference is between us and David today, or in us today and David then. David just had a few little bits of scripture to learn from. We have the entire Old Testament and the entire New Testament to learn from. We got a book called the Bible that tells us the whole story. We should have so much more confidence than any of these people in the Bible, because they were living at a time when they had not all of the scriptures. The scriptures weren't all written yet. We have all the scriptures, all of the examples to learn from, all of the people to learn from. We can see from the beginning of the book all the way to the end of the book how God will protect us, how God will love us, how God sent his son to die for us so that we could have eternal life, and that he was raised on the third day and ascended into heaven later on. Amen, amen. We have all of this given to us. We have the entire Word of God in our hands. And yet we have such little faith. We tremble with fear when things come upon us. How do I say this? I guess, think of it this way. When something happens, we lose a job, or anything of that nature happens, what do? We tremble with fear and anxiety, because we don't know what we're going to do. And you know what? Have you ever heard that expression? I know you have. Listen to what I said. How many times has someone said that, you know, they tell you about how this has happened and we don't know what we're going to do about it? Or, you know, my cousin Betty, or my cousin Billy or Bob, this happened to them and they don't know what they're going to do now. Isn't it funny how the words are always, I don't know what I'm going to do, we don't know what we're going to do, or they don't know what they're going to do. They don't know. I don't think that David ever had those questions arise in his mind, because he always relied upon the Lord. Isn't that what we should do every time we have a difficulty? When something happens, that even as bad as it might be, that the first thing we have to think about is, Lord, together, what are we going to do? With your leading and your guidance, Lord, what are we together going to do, me and you? Don't say, God, what am I going to do? Lord, what am I? I've made the mistake of praying that prayer myself in the past. Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, I'm so confused about this. Everything was me, me, me. Well, of course I didn't know what to do, and of course I didn't have an answer. because I was relying upon myself. But then when I realized it, then my prayer was always different. Lord, here's the situation. With you as my guide, what do you want me to do? What shall I do? Now, with you as my guide, with you as my leader, with you as my shepherd, as you as my God, what will I do now? What shall I do now? What would you want me to do now? What do you wish for me? See, there's so much difference. It's so much different. It's like a child coming to Dad. Hey, Dad, my bike broke. You know, can you fix it? He doesn't come to you and say, Dad, my bike broke. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to learn how to fix it, or am I going to have to save money buy another one? Hey, Dad, my bike broke. Can you look at it? That's because they rely upon you, just like we should rely upon our God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Fear no one. Fear nothing. I know that sounds easy to say, but it's really easy to do if we trust. That's the key. If we trust in the Lord with all our heart and all our understanding, we will not have to fear. We just won't have to. We can sing praises, does what David say, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Isn't that what we should be doing? You know, sometimes adversity is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to be able to rely on the Lord again, to experience the might and the power and the love of the Lord through that adversity. It's kind of like looking for the silver lining in the cloud. It's there if you look for it. It's just you got to look for it. So many times we want it all handed to us on a silver platter. The Lord doesn't tell us that everything will be perfect. He doesn't tell us that He will do everything for us. He has rules. He has things we have to live by. We just can't say, God, I want this, and it just happens. It just don't work that way. It just does not work that way. It's what David said. We have to understand and ask God, just like he did. One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek. See, he didn't just say, I asked it from the Lord. He said, I would seek it. Also, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. And to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Dwell in the house of the Lord forever and behold the beauty of the Lord. What a wonderful thought. No wonder David can come out and say, whom shall I fear? David knew without a doubt in his heart that God was faithful. God was faithful to those who loved Him and believed Him and lived for Him. That's what it was all about. David did not have to worry. David did not have to fear. He knew he was following a faithful God. He knew he was following a loving God who would be there with him and for him. We need to be like that. So then we can say, whom shall I fear? Listen, gotta go, out of time. Love you all. See you next week. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.